Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jack,
hello.
I swear I talked about that before.
AD. I did. You did, probably. Okay. Pa-da-da-pa-da!
Halala Show Season 2, mix number...
3.
Welcome to the Halala Show!
The second season.
Second season. Oh, my mic is muted.
Oh, crap. Okay.
Mix number 3 of Season 2. Welcome to the Halala Show,
What's
everybody.
Up, everybody? This is Rika.
This is JC. And if for the first timers here, welcome to the podcast. About anything and everything under the sun, just literally.
Just to let you know, I ate bagoong before the recording. Mm-hmm. So if I burp, you might smell bagoong. I'm just saying.
Just to let you know, I didn't brush my teeth because I woke up late this morning. So if I burp,
I'll smell yesterday's lunch. Sure. Why not?
But for all the first timers, this is a podcast about anything and everything under the sun.
It's about our hygiene.
But we have... But we do have a little bit of structure.
Yes, we do. We start with where you've been, and we just talk about our lives, basically, what we like to watch, what we did, did we break any rules this week? Are you a rebel, JC?
You know what?
You a rebel kid
Without
now?
A cause? No, just doing my thing in life,
You know my
man.
Favorite term when I was in college that we used all the time is called layman.
Like layman's terms?
Yeah.
Nice.
Or like, another one. My favorite one is man on the street. Are you a man on the street, JC?
They said that
Are
in
you?
College?
Yeah. We used to like, you know, you should do like an FGD or man on the street interview or whatever that shit is.
That's a focus group discussion.
Yes.
But yeah, to all returning people, welcome. Back. Let's start. Oh no, let's talk about today's TTs. Today's TTs. We have nothing.
Simple pero rock.
Nothing too
simple pero rock.
Nothing too spicy. Nothing too spicy this week. We have three things. Something that recent statement made by President Duterte about
misogyny?
Well, maybe.
What?
Yes, definitely.
Maybe? Yes, definitely.
And also, Vice President Lenny had a response to that. That's the first thing. The second thing we're going to talk about is Olivia Rodrigo. You may not have heard of her, but you probably have if you have Spotify.
Or TikTok.
Something about her. She's a singer, and she broke a record. With a song called Driver's License.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing is about accusations.
Mr. Armie Hammer.
And accusations that involve very shocking things. But these are all accusations, by the way, that we don't know are unconfirmed as of now. As
but
of this
didn't
recording.
He like tweet something like controversial stuff about like cannibalism?
Well, we'll dive into it.
Right.
When we look into the TT. All the timestamps for these TTs are at the bottom of the mixed description. So if you want to just skip the where you been and go straight to the TTs, just go to those timestamps and they'll take you there, okay? But shall we start with...
Sure.
Where you been this week? Rika G, where you been this
okay.
week?
So this week was a pretty eventful week. Also a little boring because I've been studying the whole week. Last Saturday was my final exam for the Korean class I took, which is the basic class. That was the first level. So I actually enrolled on for the second level already.
So you passed.
Yeah.
Nice.
I passed. Yay. And so I was happy about that. The whole week I was just studying and I was so anxious. But you know what? Usually when I'm anxious, I show it, you know, outwardly. But this time around, I was just, I want to say collected, calm and collected, but it showed through my gastrointestinal system. Because after the exam, I had such bad, indigestion. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't eat properly, but also I wanted to eat a lot because I wanted to celebrate. So I stuffed it with like a lot of shit, but it just did not, it was not a great weekend for my stomach. Okay. Okay. But so yeah, I did study the whole week. I was happy about that, that, you know, I was on track with studying. I went to a coffee shop so that I just, you know, I went to a coffee shop once.
Did you get a score?
I did, but it, I mean, it was too, it was so basic that I feel like, I don't know.
It's was it not 100%? That impressive.
It, I had one mistake.
Yabba.
I know, right? Yabba. First time. No, just kidding. No, but yeah, but I mean, like, it doesn't really, you know, I mean, it's a class, so you just kind of have to take the second one. And, it doesn't matter if you don't practice, so I still need to practice. And then, yes. So I did study in a coffee shop once this week because I just needed to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. You know, if I keep studying at home, I feel like it'll just be, I don't know. Makes I might sense. Not retain stuff that, and I like the environment when you're in a coffee shop. So I went to Tim Hortons for coffee. And another one actually. Capital sorry. Commons. Yes. And I went to J. Cole for coffee and while I was studying. Can I just say I like the coffee at J. Cole. Also at Tim Hortons, but more.
I like Tim Hortons coffee.
Yeah, I like it too. But yeah, I like the coffee in Jayco, and they give out free donuts, man.
Huh?
Because when you buy coffee, like everybody gets a donut
at Jayco.
At Jayco, I swear. And I'm like,
was it a promo?
No, I think everybody just gets a donut. No, you know what? I know. It's like weird, right? I didn't eat it because I couldn't.
All right.
But I was happy to give it to my sister. So everybody, because I thought it was just, I don't know, because I ordered a coffee, but somebody ordered like a mug or something. They bought like a tumbler or something. They get a donut? I don't know. Like, I'm not sure.
Buy something, you get a donut at Jayco?
I feel like maybe it's the promo for that branch.
Maybe,
right? So what? for the Jayco higher ups, thank you. Higher ups. yeah, so I liked it really there. I really liked it there. And then what else did I do? Oh, okay. So Wednesday, I went out with some friends because one of my friends, they're moving to the States for 6 months. So we wanted to like quote unquote celebrate, but we also couldn't celebrate because I mean, hello. So we went out for coffee in Makati. This was on Wednesday in Yardstick. And then right in front of Yardstick, actually, it's a vintage shop that I've been following on Instagram and they also have like a store. Mm. So we visited that. Nobody was there. It was just us. But they do sell a lot of vintage jackets and shirts and like one of a kind stuff, but it's freaking expensive, man. But if you have the budget, then why not? They also sell like
in main katabi ng ano, your local.
Yes. Okay.
I like that place. Mahal. It's expensive.
I know. But Yardstick, you can order. There's no dine-in, so we just kind of borrowed some chairs so we could sit outside for just like, I don't know, 15 minutes. And then when we visited the vintage shop, it's called It's Vintage. Just search for it on Instagram. And then, yes, it's in Makati and you can actually visit the store. It was just us in the store. We checked out like a couple of jackets. It was pretty expensive. But I mean, if you think about it, it's quote unquote vintage and, you know, you don't really have, like if it's off the rack on H&M, you'd have like 10 pairs of jackets there. Mm. When you buy one, you know, you're going to have like 10 identical ones. With that, I mean, that's the only thing, like the only design. So it's pretty cool, pretty expensive too. So if you're going to buy something there, I mean, you have to be sure that you like it. They have shirts there that go for 2,000 pesos.
Damn.
Right? But we did see one that we wanted, but it was too expensive. It's 2,900. But the design was just like different.
2,000. Actually, that's not so bad. Have you ever been to those Yuma boutiques like the one in Podium, you know what I'm talking about? Cul-de-sac or whatever. My shirt's 7K.
Yeah.
The fuck?
That's where I got my jacket.
What the fuck?
In assembly, right beside cul-de-sac.
How much was that jacket, bro?
It was
a lot, right?
Yeah, it was a lot. But
their shirts are like $7K. The same price as yung mga Supreme.
Mm-hmm. But this one, so they have like pretty unique pieces there. So if you're, you know, if you're looking for unique pieces, then you should visit. It's vintage. Wait, let me look up the actual.
Did I ever ask you how much? What's the most you've spent on one item of clothing?
Well, it was a gift to me.
No, so. No, you personally. What have you bought?
Like clothing?
Yeah, what's the most expensive clothing that you've bought?
I want to say $3K.
Only?
Yeah.
No.
I really? Don't like buying. If it's really expensive.
Like a dress, you didn't buy like a really nice dress or something one time?
Mm. Even the dresses that I
even nice
got,
jackets could go like 4 or 5K.
Yeah, no, I haven't. Because I like buying, if it's off the rack, if it's fast fashion, I buy on sale. I buy it on sale 100% of all, like 100% of the time. Mm. I never buy it with the original, like the full price. So whenever there's like a sale on Forever 21 or H&M, that's the only time I buy. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, when it comes to like really expensive pieces, I ask my parents to like give it to me for, I don't know, Christmas or nice. My birthday.
Yung hindi, work in the system.
I know. I'm like you know what? Instead of buying me this really expensive gadget, just buy me this one jacket that I cannot afford for myself. Anyway. Wait lang. Here it is. The Instagram, you guys can visit. It's Vintage Vintage. And then they have the address over there. It's in Legazpi Vintage.
Oh, damn. They got a grip of followers, too.
Yeah. They have a lot of followers. Like, people really visit that store for vintage stuff.
Wow.
After that, we visited this one coffee shop. Called The Curator, but they have like a speakeasy at the back.
Mm.
Only 8 people were allowed there. Good thing we were only 4 people when we visited there. So we stayed there for a bit. They gave us free drinks because the bartender was like, you know, like trying out different drinks and why not let the customers try it. So he even explained the drink. We had like a coffee orange concoction with rum and shit. It was really cool.
Curator was actually, because I know this because I hosted there 2 years ago for Singapore Nights, something called Singapore.
Yeah.
But they made the list of best bars in Asia. They were the only ones
they
in
have
the
like
Philippines.
An apothecary.
Mm.
I want to say. When I entered the, what do you call that? The speakeasy bar area. I was like, is this what an apothecary looks like? Because they have like different spiced herbs and shit. As of now, they're really strict. So they do have like the acrylic barriers. You have to wear your mask all the time.
It's a small place.
It is a small place. So only 8 people are allowed in there. And I did not see more than 8 people in there.
Yeah.
Dude, like they were really strict. So that's, I guess it's a good thing.
Yeah.
If, I mean, you do really need it. If you do really need to go out to a bar, maybe that's one of the places that you can visit, right? And then met some really cool people, like the bartender and the server and stuff. So they were really nice. The managers were nice. Even at one point, I think the owner was there also, like chatting people. Like, because my friends.
I probably would remember if I saw his face.
Yeah. My friends are also like in the F&B industry, so they know each other. And then after that, we wanted to stay there, but we had to go to dinner first. So we ate at. Oh no, I forgot that Japanese restaurant in Makati Square.
Cinema Square.
Oh, it's famous.
It's near Japantown, so there's
no,
a lot there.
Yeah, but there's like a specific Makati. Why did I not search this before? There.
They have a lot of good food there.
Hmm.
But it looks kind of, there's some places that look kind of ratchet, but when you go inside, it looks super
and
legit.
And they actually have a really nice ukay-ukay area in Makati Cinema Square. Yeah. Oh, Manmaru there. Manmaru. It was really, it was inexpensive. It's inexpensive and they have really good food. They have really good Japanese food. And I recommend, I recommend a lot of things. You guys should just try it. You guys should try. It's my first time trying the shit balls.
The shit balls?
The shit balls. Oh, cold soba?
Oh, soba.
Yeah.
Cold noodles.
I don't usually order cold noodles, but when I tried it, I'm like, damn.
Next time around. Dip it in the soba sauce, right? Mm.
And then we ordered like okonomiyaki and like sushi and stuff like that. So that was really nice. And then we went back to Curator to, you know, like continue with the night. It was pretty fun. And then I went home because I had work the next day. And then what happened after that?
Ooh.
So Saturday, I was done with I went to work and then I was done with the exam, right? Finished at around 5. I went home and then I met up with MJ and BGC. They have like that, outside seating thing that they do in BGC.
Alfresco.
So they have like a board on the table where you sit in, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then there are QR codes. So when you scan it, you can get the menu of the different restaurants in the mall in One Bonifacio.
I find the QR code so strange. Like, it's like everything. They be like the passing pass.
Yeah.
You need it comes in a QR code. Some people don't have smartphones, though, right? I mean, most people, I guess, have the cup, but not everyone has it. So what do you do if you don't have a phone that can handle QR codes?
I don't know. I mean, you just write, I guess.
I guess so.
Anyway, so they do have outside seating there. And in the mall, in One Bonifacio High Street Mall, there are different restaurants inside, right? Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to dine in over there and you want, like, because it's better if it's like open air, right? You can stay there outside on the table and then you can just scan. They provide the
code.
Number, the QR code for the menu, and then the number to call so that you can just call to order, pick it up, pay, and then go back outside. That's where you can eat.
Mm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
That's in Anna?
One Bonifacio.
No, I'm thinking of a word. Ingenuitive? No, that's not a word, is it? What's that word? It's like very creative.
Yes.
You know,
okay,
the word
so
I'm
the
thinking.
Thing
you know
is,
the word I'm trying to think of.
It was actually pretty scary because it was a Saturday. There were a lot of people in one area. You know the area of Fireside, Shake Shack area?
Oh, Fireside's still open?
Yes. So like the Shake Shack area, Salad Stop area, they had like, what do you call that? Like, yung parang Mercato. Mercato style, so you can also eat there.
Stalls.
But it was a little crowded for us, so we didn't stay there.
Okay.
There was also like a line of plant sellers. Like
nice.
they sell plants.
My plantitas.
Mm-mm. And there are a lot of people over there, so we wanted to stay away from that. When you do go to the side of One Bonifacio High Street Mall, it was pretty, what do you call that?
Spacious.
There
socially
were not,
distanced.
There were not a lot of people there. So that's where we stayed. We ordered in Cafe Mediterranean. Dude, when I say Cafe the hummus is creamier than... I don't want to say.
Then what?
It's creamier than...
You coward.
Cow's milk. Dude, like you cannot... you cannot feel the grains of the chickpeas. That's how smooth the hummus is. You have to try it out.
I love hummus.
But I did have garlic breath after, so you don't want to eat that on a date, man.
Hummus is the best. Dude.
Hummus is the best. So we ordered hummus in Cafe Mediterranean and the Greek salad, which was pretty okay. It was nice. And then we also ordered pad thai in Basil. So that's what's great about the outdoor seating, because you can order in different restaurants and you can just
is
eat
number
it all outside.
Toll free?
Yeah, it's all like cell phone numbers or like yung 028 blah 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 blah. So you can just use your phone to call, and then all you have to say is I'm gonna pick it up in 15 minutes, and then I'm gonna pay there, and then that's it. Yeah, and that's actually, I think that's the advantage of the outdoor seating, because you can order in different restaurants and you can all try it out. Instead of just staying in one restaurant, you know, that risk of, you know, the air in just one place then all you can order is just in that one restaurant. So, I mean, if you can,
Yeah, might as well.
Might as well. But if, you know, if you're still a little iffy about eating outside, you can always have it delivered.
Okay.
But I do recommend the pad thai in basil. Amazing.
Set up. It's good there.
I know. I totally forgot about pad thai. I've been sleeping on pad thai, man.
I love pad thai, man.
And then what else? Sunday, it was actually the last day of the coffee shop that I always go to in Husai. They're closing. So we just went there to hang out with the owners, you know, help out with cleaning and stuff. And just literally hang out with them because it's their last day. I know. But shout out to you guys. I became really good friends with them and even with the community that they created. So that's like, we need a next step, man. We need the next step.
There will be
for Husai. So shout out to Abs, Camille, and Anella of Husai. So yeah.
Nice.
Just wait up for their next step.
Venture.
Move, next move or whatever. And then it's a Monday. Finn. I still have indigestion.
Hey.
Indigestion. I hate.
That's your stomach.
Acid. Okay.
Finn. All right.
You know what? Can I just say?
Yes.
I feel a little bad for going outside this week. I feel like I overdid it. We were pretty safe. I would like to think that I was safe.
I think.
I just feel bad. I don't want to be promoting, going out.
All the time.
All of the places I went to, you guys can also order in. Like, you can just have it delivered to your place. You don't have to go outside.
Yeah. I just
want to be a responsible person.
Yeah.
Okay. But this week I am going to try to stay at home. I'm done with my groceries, so I'm good.
I feel like with that, I've said it here before, like as long as you're not breaking rules and you're being, you're using common sense.
I honestly thought you were going to say condoms.
Oh. And if you're using condoms and using common sense, it's okay.
Condoms and
common sense. I mean, of course, the maybe not 7 days a week, but imagine back in, pre-COVID, going out 3 times a week, no one would bat an eye, right?
Yeah.
Now, you go out once or twice, you have you kind of put a target on yourself just for somebody. And anybody could be like, attack you for it. And they would have some sort of, not a right, but they would have some cause. They would have a reason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They would have a reason. And it's a valid reason because technically you don't have to go out to eat. You don't have to go to that coffee shop to study. For example, you don't have to. But I think it's unfair to paint it like that.
Mm-hmm. It's just I'm always self-aware when it comes to that. I like policing myself.
Which is good. You're self-aware. That's good.
But it's not enough.
Huh?
But
no, I think that people who if they attack you for it, like, were they there with you? Do they know how you handled the situation? And, we can't all stay in forever, right? Mm. I mean, it would be ideal. But the thing is, the higher ups fucked it up in the start. So it's, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, it's just a weird feeling that I have this.
We did it for 6 months.
Yeah, I know. But it's just for me, it's a weird feeling that I have this privilege to go out. And, I don't think about the people in the hospital who are actually, going through this or infected. And I just don't want to be insensitive. That's what I want to say.
I don't think it is.
Yeah.
I think you're living your life within the rules, and you have to live your life, man.
Guess so. Yeah.
I'm not a frontliner, so maybe they're pissed at us. I would understand why.
Yeah.
But I try my best. But if I do go out, I try my best to not infect myself or infect other people, or I don't know. It's like the dilemma now, right? Yeah. It's like the dilemma.
It's a hard knock life.
It's the dilemma of the year.
It is.
But I don't think you should feel bad about it. But anyway. Always be self-aware. Yeah. I get it. But I don't think I would never apologize for wanting to go and eat a meal outside because it would make me feel better.
Yeah.
About this shitty situation. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's a shitty situation that we're all in, and something that would make you better, make you feel better, make you feel a little more sane. I would never apologize for that. I don't think you ever should, you know? Anyway.
Yeah.
Finn, where you been? Where did I go, man?
What have you been watching?
Oh, you know, I haven't talked about it on this podcast. Okay. I've been dog sitting.
Oh, yeah. Aww.
Snoopy and Margo Tevez.
How was it?
Margo Tevez. Snoopy and Margo, they are both Bichon.
Wow. Bougie.
Man, they're awesome. So I've been watching them for like more than a week now, and I love them.
Aww.
And I love them. Like, I can't. Yeah, I never really grasped the concept of owning it. Because we had dogs when I lived with my cousins in San Diego, but they weren't.
Your dogs.
They weren't my dogs. Yeah. Not that these are my dogs, but I feel like you're since closer. I've been watching them by myself sometimes, and it's just like they're my dog. I feel like I have to care for them. And I realized that it's not – because when I didn't own a dog, I think anyone who's not a dog owner can understand this. When I didn't own a dog, whenever I would interact with a dog, it's like a moment. It's a memorable thing. Like, oh, I met
this. It's a highlight.
It's a highlight. But then, you know, I've been with these dogs every day. And they just, you know, they do what we do. They sleep, they shit, they eat, and then they sleep again.
Yep.
And, you know, you walk them every day. But they're just like us. And it's not very eventful all the time. But you have a companion with you at home.
Yeah.
And it's so awesome.
It like we feels sleep great, at the same. Right?
Yeah, oh, my God.
It feels great when it's insane. You're like, in sync.
Yeah.
With it's another so being.
And we sleep at the same time. And like when I watch TV, they're just there. And you just, you know, they don't do anything. You know, they're not doing cute shit. They're just there. But you're like, hi, you're here.
You know, my favorite part of owning a pet is when they recognize you. Like, you know they recognize you. That is the best feeling, honestly.
They're
waiting for you, or like they're wagging their tail when you have a treat.
These dogs like licking my hands just because. Oh my God,
they're kissing.
And, you know, I've learned how to pick up their shit when they poop. Dude, they poop like humans, huh? Like legit.
Of course.
See, Margo yesterday, dude, she had a savage poop, dude. It was huge. It was like mine. I was like, damn, girl.
Damn, Margo.
It was big. I was like, oh my.
What have you been eating?
I was like, damn, what did you do? So it's just been really cool hanging out with them, which has now, I have now convinced myself. I could get my own.
Yay.
I'm planning this year to get my own dog. And I've always wanted a corgi. You guys know this already.
For you.
And I'm already thinking of dog proofing my place, like at least for these dogs in the future if I babysit them again.
So they don't fly off of the balcony.
Yeah, like we got some this wire, mesh wire, so that they can't, you know, fall off the balcony.
Because
you see, Snoopy's blind, or like almost blind, because she got attacked by a stray cat before. She can see shadows though, but she's still, you know, pretty spry. But she's 11 years old now.
Wow! So ooh, same age as Pepper.
Pretty up there, but very, very, you know, still mobile.
Still.
And Margot's the cute one, 5 years old, and just so cute. Her eyes are like, I don't know how to explain it. They're like always cute.
Always, they're always cute.
And then I was doing the math.
Even if
the
they shit, they're always cute.
Yeah. They're so awesome, man.
Have
really
I told
cool.
you about my weird thing with dogs?
What?
I like seeing dogs poop. I like watching. Okay, like whenever we're outside at a park and then, you know, they're walking their dogs and sometimes the dog moves with shit. Like I would actually stop
and stare at them. Because I like their faces when they shit. Like,
I like when they lift their leg.
Because alam mo parang struggle of. You know that struggle, that face they make that they're struggling to poop?
Yeah.
It's so cute. I always watch Pepper when he poops. 100% of the time, whenever I see a dog poop, I will literally stare at them. Okay. I find it super cute. I know.
When they pee, it's
it's like, cute it's, because it's they lift their leg.
They lift their leg. No, but they bend. They lift their leg too when they... Dude, see, no? Snoopy peed and pooed at the same time. That, yesterday. But that's what I do too.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're already there, right?
Yeah, I mean, you pee. Well, for guys, okay, to any guys, listen, you guys pee and poo at the same time, right?
Girls too.
Well, obviously, because, no, I'm just wondering because the guys, okay. Actually, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you let your junk, there's a little gap. When you sit down when you're pooping, there's a little gap.
Where do you put the junk?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I let mine hang.
And then you poop.
As long as, you know what sucks though? You know, it's called the witch's kiss, right? I told you this before.
When it touches?
If your junk touches the bowl. So either you have a really long schlong or the bowl's really high up. That's like the worst thing if that ever happened. Oh, like in a public toilet.
Why not just
convince... Oh my God, that's the worst you ever do. Oh no, obviously you can't.
But... Why not just convince yourself that you have a long schlong?
I know, but it's like a cold witch's kiss.
It's like you don't know how to clean it.
You're like, oh my God, my junk touched the bowl. No, but yeah, because you pee and poo, you have to have it in there. It's weird to
I always thought that humans can pee and poop at the same time.
Yeah, of course they can. Oh, no, not maybe, like simultaneously?
Yeah.
I mean, the same session. I don't think.
Like one after the other.
Yeah, one after the other.
Sometimes, like when you're about to end the pee and then you poop.
But it didn't. Yeah. But I don't think you can do it like
literally at the same time. Like one, two, three.
I don't think so. So yeah, I've been watching Doggies. Just been staying home though. I watched some shit lately. I finished the morning show. I have Apple TV. You know, Jennifer Aniston and whatever.
Yes, I've seen very, that.
It's a very.
Isn't it on Netflix too?
No, it's an Apple TV exclusive. Oh. It's a powerful show, dude. If you're into, like...
Is it a movie?
No, it's a 10-episode series.
Okay.
Which leaves you on a, you know, it's open for season... I think it got renewed for season 2. Okay. It's about a morning news show. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer Aniston's one of the anchors. And then Steve Carell was also another anchor. But at this very first episode, the premise is Steve Carell got... called out #MeToo for sexual misconduct, and he got fired. And it just shows the lives of everyone on the show. It's very heavy. It's a very heavy show, dude. And the whole show is about, it's like Me Too. Like it's about sexual.
That's the whole theme.
It's the whole theme for the whole, at least for this season. Yeah. I'm sure it will be for next season too. But Reese Witherspoon plays a reporter who, through some weird random events, becomes the new co-anchor of the morning show, and then they butt heads, and you know, it's very, very different. It's a heavy show. It takes a while to get going, maybe like 2 episodes, 3 episodes in, but the finale for me was worth the pacing. Mm-hmm. Very good, very, very well. Like Jennifer Aniston is good, man. Because I didn't think, like I've said this before, like I don't remember any iconic, dramatic Jennifer Aniston roles. You know, Rachel, and then she has a lot of good comedic performances, Horrible Bosses. But what is the best dramatic role of Jennifer Aniston? You can't think of one. But then if you watch The Morning Show, 100%, you're going to say, yeah, she was so fucking good in that show, Jennifer Aniston. Mm. In my opinion, I think she was really, really good. Great show. I watched a movie last night called Run, Hide, Fight.
Okay.
It's about a school shooting.
Also on Apple TV.
Special Agent John! It's very good. It's about a high school student, a girl named Zoe. I forgot her real name.
Yeah.
Isabel May, I think, is the actress name. And it's a high school. And then... A van crashes through the cafeteria, and 4 students with guns come in. And it's very heavy. It's like Die Hard, but in a high school.
Yeah.
And I don't think it pushes too much like political agenda shit, really. It doesn't feel like a super politically charged movie. It's just an entertaining, but also very thought-provoking. I thought it was thought-provoking as someone who's kind of anti-gun.
Yeah.
Just watching it, you know, like, because all the, there's like a lot of rules when it comes to locking down a school, and it kind of addresses that, how some, there's like some ridiculous rules when it comes to gun shooting. Like if somebody, like an active shooter situation, according to the rules though, you have to confirm that it's an active shooting before you put the school on lockdown. So that causes like a delay.
Yeah.
It's very entertaining, but also very thought-provoking as a, you know, as a film.
Isn't it so crazy that they have to have that protocol in schools?
Yeah. It's so nuts, it's man.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Especially in recent years, right? Because of all the crazy shootings that happen. So it's called Run, Hide, Fight. The villain was also very good. The guy who plays the leader of the...
Was it based on a real shooting?
No. No, it's not. But the rules and stuff, like, you know, the procedures for lockdown.
It's real.
I think it's real. Like, if you look up the how lockdowns, like, school shooting lockdowns, like the procedure or whatever, I think that they took that from facts. So, very good. Very good movie. Entertaining. You have to suspend your belief for a little bit of it.
Yeah.
But it's good. Strong female lead. She's, like, she's pretty badass. This Isabel May character. What else, man?
What else did you do, man?
I got back into Call of Duty Warzone.
I know. Somebody posted on our group.
I know. No, because for the last 3 weeks, the game was broken, dude. Like
what do you mean?
There was a weapon that was in there that was super overpowered. It was called a DMR.
Okay.
And you couldn't, like, move within the game because if somebody sees you first and they shoot you, you have no chance. Like, it made the game no fun anymore. So I avoided playing for like 3 weeks. I mean, I would play, but not to the extent that I did.
So what have you been playing?
Nothing. I've been watching movies and shit. But then they finally fixed, they call it balancing the weapons. Mm-hmm. So they balanced the weapons and I've been playing for like 10, 11 hours again.
Wow.
Yeah, so much fun.
Back on the horse, man.
You know it, dude.
Okay. Is that it?
I had some wings from this place called Packin' Wings.
Packin' Wings?
Packin' Wings. It's pretty good.
Oh, man. Packin' Wings. I would love to have some wings.
I love wings. I'm Finn though. Nothing much. But okay. I do have something that I wanted. We do have something that we want to do.
Yeah.
You know how we promised you a while back about, you know, we figured we should give back to you guys. Especially the ones that are, you know, really constant listeners, the ones that listen to the latest mixes when they come out. So we're going to give you an opportunity to win some food, courtesy of The Halali Show, some pandemic special food.
Yeah, yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to promote local businesses, and we'll send you some of our favorites to you. If you're interested.
Okay, sure. So what are we going to start with?
We're going to start with the Sylvanias that I talked about way back from Air Bakes Manila. So here's what we got to do. Instead of a secret password, which I think we did last time, what we want to do is encourage you to, follow them, follow the account that we're going to tell you about, and also to comment on a post of theirs and tell them that we sent you the Halali Show. The cool thing is they don't know.
Yeah.
Like, we're not partnered with them.
Just, they have no idea.
They have no idea. So, because, you know.
Because we believe that, you know, they should get some credit.
We believe the children are the future.
They should get some credit. And you guys definitely should try it. So why not give you a chance to try it, right?
And it's a way for us to track, I guess, the quote-unquote entries.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do for this one is you go to their Instagram, Air Bakes Manila, AirBakesManila. It's also in the... I'll put it in the description for this mix.
Yeah.
And you just find a picture of... Oh, well, there's a picture of Sylvania's here.
How about the most recent picture?
It could be the most recent. Or just any... As long as all you have to do is go onto their picture, go into their profile, follow them,
mm-hmm.
and then you comment on any photo.
Any photo.
And then you tag us in the comment. So, but you have to, you know, we don't like it if you just tag us.
Yeah.
We want like something personalized. Mm-hmm. Tag that, for example, you could say like, heard about your blah, blah, blah at Hala Hala Show. I would love to try these.
Yeah. As long as you tag us and then put like a personal message.
Yeah. Yes. Don't make it generic. Try to make it fun.
Fun.
Fun. I'm fun.
I'm fun.
Yeah. So tag us at Hala Hala Show on Instagram on their
and you pictures. Don't need to spam. You don't need to send in a lot of comments.
Yeah. Just one entry.
Maybe just one.
Don't spam it.
Yeah.
We just want to support a local business and give you some good shit. Yeah. Right?
Good shit.
So go do that, okay? We'll remind you in the Facebook group as well in the future.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll pick a winner Monday next week.
Yes.
Next week we'll announce it. Okay? And then we're going to do probably more in the future.
Of course.
So if you can think of a segment name for this, mm-hmm. what would we call this? I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Wapow! We'll figure it out. Wapow!
Let's start with the President Duterte.
What did he say?
President Duterte.
Mr. President.
Here. This is what he said in a nutshell. He said that. Let me just read it right here. My daughter is not. This is translated, okay? But my daughter is not running. I have told Inday, that's the nickname for. His daughter, Sarah Duterte, not to run because I pity her, knowing she will have to go through what I'm going through. This is not for women, talking about the job of president. You know, the emotional setup of a woman and a man is totally different. You'll become a fool here. So where's the Tagalog? Mas actually mas effective kung Tagalog. I'm trying to find the Tagalog. Yun, ito. Ikaw nga mag-Tagalog nito. Ito. This one here, my daughter.
My daughter, inuudyok man nila. Sabi ko, my daughter is not running. I have told Inday not to run kasi naaawa ako sa dadaanan niya na dinaanan ko. Hindi ito pambabae.
And then yung the last part, yung nakakagago. Ito, alam mo.
Alam mo, the emotional setup of a woman and a man is totally different. Maging gago ka dito.
Yo. So that's what he said during a press conference. I think they were talking about the Skyway.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking at the formal opening of the Skyway Stage 3 project, he made that comment in reference to his own daughter, Davao City Mayor Sarah Duterte, who people might know that she is campaigning or she's probably campaigning for presidency in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his comment about why a woman should not. Well, his daughter, I guess he's referencing in this case, mm-hmm. his daughter in particular. But it's very general if he's saying it's not a job for a woman. That was a misogynist.
Is it the 1920s
again? 1920s!
Oh, look at me. I belong in the kitchen.
Oh, no.
That is the level of misogyny runs deep, man, into his bloodstreams. I'm trying not to, you know, get emotional, I guess, or just be mad about it. Because, I mean, it's no surprise that that's how he thinks. It's just that he has that platform to actually say that to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure that some people will believe him and some people actually agree with him.
I can imagine it, too.
It's just that, you know, it's really dangerous. I hope that people don't think this way anymore. The thing is, for me, it's an opinion. We can't say that it's not wrong or right.
It is wrong.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Then I get
it. Why was I thinking it's an opinion? No, but it is wrong. Okay.
It's a wrong opinion.
That's what I was going to say. What was I thinking? So sobrang galit ko eh, no? No, but yes, it is wrong. Yeah. It is wrong. And I'm like, I am just furious. But at the same time, I'm like, why am I not surprised?
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. Well, you know, to sharing your sentiment, Vice President Lenny Robredo, yesterday, this past week on Sunday, According to Inquirer.net, slammed President Rodrigo Duterte's remark, which belittled the capacity of women to assume the presidency, pointing out that, in fact, the world is filled with outstanding female leaders. Mm-hmm. She even said, yung mga best performing ng mga bansa during mm-hmm. this pandemic are led by women. So New Zealand is a great example. Prime exactly. Minister of New Zealand is a woman. So she kind of just said, you know,
if you think about it, a job is a job. Yeah. There's no such thing as a woman's job. There's no such thing as a man's job. Mm-hmm. You know?
And she said, quote na lang, kapag yung pangulo kasi gumagawa ng mga ganitong statement, may epekto ito sa lahat. Yeah. Which is true. It affects like people mm-hmm. like you and me who are more educated and understand that this is misogynistic and... You know, it's
you know
stupid.
What? I just realized my train of thought why I said that earlier. Because for me, when you air out your opinions, there are, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
Walang wrong or right. But this is just wrong, mm-hmm. plain wrong. I mean, we're talking about facts here.
True.
Diba?
Yeah, the art, when it comes to opinion, like arguments about, mm-hmm. let's say, you know, the what are the controversial ones? Same sex marriage and whatever. The ones that I feel like where your opinion, like you can't, it's not really a conversation anymore, is when your opinion tramples on people's on people's
rights
as a human being, right? You can debate about mm-hmm. religion, I guess, mm-hmm. you know, religion, like blah blah blah, this religion is, you know, I think this is the right religion to follow, as long as it doesn't trample on people's, you know, what's the word? Human rights. So that's why the whole gay marriage thing, I don't understand why people
are fighting over
anti-gay marriage. Like, yeah, what's the point? What's the difference? Like, it's the same.
They're
like,
not taking from your life.
Exactly.
It makes, right? They're
makes
not
no
hurting
sense.
You.
It makes zero sense to me.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just, it's such a complex statement mm-hmm. because he's not just belittling women around the world.
Yeah.
But also his own daughter.
Yeah.
The fact that he does not,
his own daughter.
He does not believe in his own daughter in the public eye.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
And I think when asked, they asked Sarah Duterte after this statement and something along the lines, you can look it up, but along the lines of she said that she had a conversation with her father mm-hmm. and that he did discourage her to run, but he never brought up the topic of
because she's a woman.
Yeah, she just said that he advised her not to run, mm-hmm. but she respects his opinion and she knows that he would also respect her choice, though, yeah. something like that. Yeah.
Damn. You know, sometimes when people make statements like this, I want to take it personally. I mean, parang I can't help but take
you
it
should, though,
personally.
Right? Especially from someone of that
yeah.
position.
I can't help but take it personally because
he's,
what do you have that we don't have?
Yeah.
Diba? It's...
Because he's a somebody. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, if this came from a nobody, it wouldn't mm-hmm. really matter. But he's a somebody, Vice President
yeah.
Lenny Rivera said... may epekto sa lahat. Mm-hmm. And there are, you know, we are privileged enough to have been educated, to mm-hmm. be raised with a good family who, you know, gives us good values, whatever. But there are people who maybe are not so mm-hmm. privileged. They didn't go to a good school. Maybe they weren't raised, you know, weren't raised in the best situation. So maybe they don't know better. So they hear these things, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, it's not a job for a woman. And then it becomes part of their whole mentality.
Yeah. Parang they're encouraged to think that
yeah.
way.
They're
empowered and like and their thoughts are supplemented yeah. with the words of the president,
yeah.
which is dangerous.
But it's heightened, I think, dahil sa social media. Mm-mm. Because... this was a conference for the Skyway. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck watches that?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Nobody did.
And I wouldn't have heard this statement unless it was for social mm-hmm. media. So as much as social media has highlighted for us how misogynistic, you know, our president is, it's also a platform for other people who might not understand that concept mm-hmm. and just see it and they're like, oh, I know. hindi talaga pang babae, whatever. So social media is, I think, is a big culprit in
Do
this as well.
Do you see how I'm rolling my eyes?
I know, right?
All you can see are the whites of my eyes, and I'm like, "Fuck you!"
Oh, yeah. So it's a very dangerous statement to make,
exactly,
from someone who is a somebody in this world who has an effect, mm-hmm, on people.
Because definitely it'll ripple. It has a ripple effect.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, I mean not to generalize, but I mean the it's the underprivileged that are usually the ones that are more misogynist, at least from what I see. Mm. But I mean, no,
you would be surprised.
No, oh yeah, yeah. Watch right? The morning show, bro. You should watch the morning show.
Oh God!
But it's because they're not as educated, mm-hmm, and whatever. I mean, that's just how it is. I think that's a fact of life. I don't think I'm wrong in saying that.
Yeah.
That's why people always push for educating and whatever, you know.
Yeah. You know, this just goes to show that even though we've come a long way when it comes to equal rights with LGBT, the LGBTQ community, women's rights, children's rights, and, you know, human rights.
Human rights.
This is such, you know, we're still far from our goal. Mm-hmm. You know, we still have a long way to go.
Yeah, and this just widens the gap. Statements
like
that. It does.
It does not help anybody.
It's so yeah, silly. It's so silly to me. Anyway, any more thoughts on this before your eyes pop out of your fucking head, Rika G?
Oh, you know, I'm just going to go back to my kitchen. Yes. And I'm going to feed my family.
Oh, wapow.
Women. Everybody.
Okay,
nobody,
let's talk about an
anybody,
incredible woman. Then,
okay, go.
Who could probably be president, maybe, if she wanted, ooh, to. Olivia Rodrigo. She's a singer. She has a song called Driver's License, and it just set the Spotify record for most streams in a day.
100 million, right? Or 100 billion.
Yeah, let me see. I don't think it's 100 billion. Olivia Rodrigo, according to CNN.com, Olivia Rodrigo's Driver's License has set Spotify's record for most streams in a day for a non-holiday song. The streaming service has announced the dramatic pop tune had over 15.17 million global streams on January 11th, so last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Last Monday being January 11th. Yes, tama.
Yeah.
Last Monday. And then broke its own record with over 17.01 million streams on January 12th.
Okay. I saw this song, or I heard this song when it blew up on TikTok. And the trend was people are texting their exes with the lyrics of the song. And, you know, like they would text their ex like two lines and then they would wait for a reply and then two more lines and then wait for the reply. And I'm like, you really want to go there, sis? Mm-hmm. You really want to go there, bro? The lyrics actually are, it hits you hard.
It's
very relatable.
Yeah, it's a well-written song.
It is.
But I think it's boring. That's just me.
I know. I think, you know, the novelty is in that challenge,
yeah,
I guess.
Maybe.
And I guess if you are going through the same thing, then why not, right? Actually, okay, so the lyrics go, this is what I've been seeing on TikTok, okay? This is what they're texting their exes. And you're probably with that blonde girl who always made me doubt. She's so much older than me. She's everything I'm insecure about. Yeah, today I drove through the suburbs because how could I ever love someone else? And then they would, you know, like every two lines, they would wait for a reply. And most of the time it'd be like marupok boyfriend or girlfriend being like, oh, I'll come over to your house, babe. I miss you too, blah, blah, blah. When obviously they don't feel the same way. Right. They're just fucking around.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, ooh, you're in some dangerous waters, man. Why would you do that? But yeah, it hits you hard when you're going through the same thing. Or not even, you know how sometimes when you're fine, like let's say you broke up with someone and then you're actually fine.
Okay.
And then you listen to a song that's this sad. Parang biglang you want to be sad too. It's like, how come I'm sad? I was not earlier today just because of a song. And I get it. I get why people are, you know, into this song.
But do you like it?
Like you said, I think it's like a generic, you know, love song, heartbreak shit.
I don't really like it.
I get it.
I mean, I get why it's popular, but I'm not really, not a fan.
When it comes to heartbreak songs, I go straight to Love.
Love.
I go the beeline to Love. yeah.
I didn't know who she was. Like, so, you know, just so that you are aware of who she is. She's an American actress and singer. I think she's Phil-Am. I don't know. I've seen some articles that she's Phil-Am. I don't know. She's known for her roles on the Disney Channel series Bizardvark, as well as the Disney Plus series High School Musical, the series. So she's a Disney Channel product.
Okay. That sounds like
that's true.
Tupperware.
that's what I say. I'm a product of Disney.
So
she's a Disney baby, and she released her debut single "Driver's License" this past January. And
wow! I mean, congratulations. That's like wow. I mean, I'm sure there will be more. You know what? Earlier,
I'm surprised
I was just
beat BTS like in terms of single day streams.
Not sure,
because I mean, if that's the record, it's more than any song besides a holiday song.
No, because I think when it comes to this song, like, it's not a fandom. It's like actually, like, you know, they're banking on emotion.
Yeah,
so,
but I'm still
mas
surprised.
General siya, mas general na. I get it. Like, the power of the army, you know, and you see, like, a lot of noise on Twitter, and it may seem like that, but apparently it's not, you know.
I'm surprised.
I know. Me too. I was actually thinking about that, but I was also thinking about this. Earlier today, I was like, you know what? Songwriters and poets, they're a different breed. To actually capture an emotion and turn it into a poem or a song, and people relate with a song all over the world, I'm like, wow. That's just, you know, your mind must be so beautiful to actually put your emotions into words.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I have a lot of emotions. We all do. But we can't. Most of the time, we can't put it into words, and we can't put it into, you know, like a song.
Mm.
And I'm just thinking how amazing a songwriter's mind must be.
Yes.
Right?
I get you.
Speaking of songs written by Filipinos, and more specifically, Filipina, this is my current LSS, can I just tell you? This is Ruby Ibarra.
Yeah.
And you know the trend on TikTok, the bus it, you know, yung ano yun bus it nene yung parang
you dance to?
Yeah, no, it's a different one. Wait, fuck this shit.
Okay. Which Ruby Ibarra song are you talking about?
Wait lang, ako magpe-play, pero ito yung song sa ito, this song on TikTok.
What's the title?
Ay, wait lang,
Ruby Ibarra.
Wait, ito, this one. And then they change into, like, you know, being sexy and shit. There. And then somebody made a version with the Ruby Ibarra song, which is Us. That is the song. And I'm going to play it because it's amazing.
Here I'm adding it to the Hala Hala Show Mix playlist on
Spotify.
Pakinggan
yung first verse. This is actually the best verse. This is Ruby Ibarra, Rocky Rivera, and Classy. Island woman rice, walang makakatigil. Brown woman rice, alamin ang yung uga. They got nothing on us. Nothing on us. Hey. Nothing on us. Hey. Nothing on us. Island woman rice, walang makakatigil. Brown woman rice, alamin ang yung uga. And it's amazing. You guys should listen to it. So it's Us by Ruby Ibarra, Rocky Rivera, Classy, and Faith Santilla.
I just added it right now to the Hala Hala Show playlist. Hala Hala Show Mix on Spotify. We have 82 likers now. So we just added it. We change that constantly. This is my LSS.
And actually, love it. Actually, that song, I want to dedicate to all of the Filipinas who heard the statement of President Duterte.
Yeah, so Olivia Rodrigo, anything else you want to say about Olivia Rodrigo? Congratulations.
Congratulations and whoopow.
I wonder what her pop music, like her upbeat shit is going to sound like.
We'll see.
Okay, whoopow. Lastly. Armie Hammer.
Armie Hammer.
Okay, let's talk about Armie Hammer. So this week, Armie Hammer was accused of, there were some screen grabs of text messages, supposed text messages, sent by actor Armie Hammer, who you might know from The Lone Ranger. I think
Social Network.
He was the twins, right? The Wendell Voss.
I think so.
Something Voss twins. Sent by Armie Hammer, supposedly sent by Armie Hammer, between 2016 and 2020, that were posted by an Instagram account called House of Effie, at HouseOfEffie, which compiled nearly half a dozen examples of women who claim to have had an affair with Armie Hammer while he was married.
Right.
But some of the fantasies contained in the screenshots were dark.
Disturbing and dark.
Yeah. In one, and remember, this is just unconfirmed, but if it was Armie Hammer, it said that Hammer professes his desire to bite pieces off of the recipient and eat her heart. In another, he says, "I am 100% a cannibal. I want to eat you." Fuck, that's scary to admit. I've never admitted that before. So people are accusing Armie Hammer of being a cannibal and also being, you know, infidelity, because if it did happen during this time frame, he was already married, and abuse. So remember, these are not verified, but it was the hot thing on Twitter. And because of this whole accusations online, Armie Hammer actually he just got confirmed for a role with Jennifer Lopez in a movie called Wedding Something. I forgot.
Jennifer Lopez has a lot of wedding movies.
The Wedding
huh?
Planner. Good movie with Matthew McConaughey.
Right?
But he had to drop out and
because of all of these allegations.
And he said he refused. He came up with a statement. But the name of the movie is a rom-com. I can't find it. But here was his statement after he dropped out. He said, "I'm not responding to these bullshit claims, but in light of the vicious and spurious," what does that mean? Spurious online attacks against me, "I cannot in good conscience now leave my children for 4 months to shoot a film in the Dominican Republic." Hammer is also engaged in a contentious custody dispute, which also served as fodder for people's internet mockery. Oh, I didn't know that. So that's the TT. Let's talk about it.
Okay. Actually, the woman that he was romantically linked with before also came out with a statement and actually also released details about their relationship.
Okay.
Where there were times that she would have a cut on her finger and Armie would offer to lick the blood and would actually these are all, you know, the statement of the woman. Okay. Yeah. So there, again, still no confirmation. However, she did say, if you are still questioning whether or not those Armie Hammer DMs are real, and they are, sabi niya to, maybe you should start questioning why we live in a culture willing to give abusers the benefit of the doubt instead of the victims. Because apparently there was some sort of abuse as well in the relationship. Right. So, that's, you know, at this point, it's a he said, she said thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spurious, by the way, I hope I'm saying it right.
Spurious.
Oh, spurious, according to Google, is apparently but not actually valid.
Okay.
That's the definition. Or not being what it purports to be. What does purport mean? We're like report, right? Fake or false. So that's what he's saying. Armie Hammer said it was false.
Okay, so one of the details from the woman, actually her name is, another woman that he was romantically with, Courtney. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm gonna butcher this last name. Vucekovic.
Okay.
Courtney Vucekovic said, he was in an interview and she said, he said to me he wants to break my rib and barbecue and eat it. He says, I want to take a bite out of you. If I had a little cut on my hand, he would lick, he would like suck it or lick it. That's about as weird as we got. Yeah. You know what? My thing is, like, where does fetish end and criminal acts start?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Does, you know, that, yeah, actually, that's also, that's a very important question.
Right?
Ask. Like, if I like sucking somebody's blood, would that make me a criminal? No, right? I'm just saying, hypothetically, it would, yeah. Right? Would it?
If that's your thing. But the thing is, I think there's like, I guess people would think there could be a potential of you becoming a cannibal or to murder. You know what I mean? You're parang forward thinking. I'm not saying I'm thinking that, but like people like to do that.
Just, I mean,
you know,
just from this isolated thinking. Example, lang. Mm. Not Army Hammer, just in general. I just want to talk about, now that we're on that topic.
Mm-hmm.
I know people that are into, well, maybe not people, but I've seen videos of people in consuming other fluids that are not
secreted from the junk.
From
the junk.
Well, it's from the junk, but it's not necessarily. Okay, they drink pee. is what I'm saying. And that's kind of weird, right?
It is weird.
It's not a criminal act.
It's not.
Sucking somebody, like.
It makes you criminally unique.
You know, I know the taste of blood because when I have nosebleeds, sometimes when you snort it in, it has a taste. Uh-huh. I don't like it. But I could imagine some people might.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it?
No, I. You know what? I get also why this is such a big deal that, you know, somebody actually have these thoughts. Because yun nga eh, parang... It's like forward thinking, you know, when it comes to like, let's say serial killers, I'm not saying that he is, but when it comes to serial killers, when they do catch a serial killer, they like to study the serial killer.
Yeah, like they abused animals when they were young.
Yeah, abused animals or like you know, other stuff.
Trauma, childhood trauma.
And they like to look at what do you call that?
The profile, psychological profile.
And, you know, study what happened. Mm. So maybe this is what they're avoiding. Actually, like, let's say a criminal in the making because they ignored.
No, I get it. I get it. I get
stuff
it.
Like this, right? I also get it. Why people are like, crazy about this.
I think going back to Army Hammer's case, mm-hmm. the fact that his ex mm-hmm. or whatever, or someone who dated, made these statements, it's pretty, pretty powerful.
It is because
if this was just an anonymous, mm-hmm. It would hold less weight. But from somebody who kind of has had history with Army mm-hmm. Hammer, it kind of is. It's like, oh, whoa! It's right? It's like, whoa! Hold on. You know.
Also, just to clarify, so the earlier statement I said was actually from a different woman that he was also romantically. Involved in.
Like, that's confirmed that they were...
So, that's her name. Sabi linked kasi, romantically linked.
Romantically linked.
So, the first one is Jessica Ciencin Henriquez, who said that if you're still questioning whether or not those Army Hammer DMs are real, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was Courtney Vucekovic. I hope I said that correctly.
Okay.
I'm so sorry, you guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole fiasco is that's so strange.
It is. Like, also, I don't know where it started and how it started.
Mm.
And you know how in the internet, you don't know if it'll click with people. Mm-hmm. Like, people go viral for the weirdest reasons.
Yeah.
Right? So, this is one of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is one of the things that I don't know how it became viral. Because if you think about it,
how did the world record egg become viral? That shit is always
What's
trips.
That?
The most liked photo on Instagram is the world record egg.
The egg. Yeah.
And their goal was to beat, I think, Kylie or Kendall Jenner. Mm. One of them had the highest like. So they're like, let's get this photo of an egg.
Up there.
And
exactly. That's what I'm talking
How
about.
How does that even start?
Right?
Like, I don't get it.
Stuff the internet like really is like it's a big roulette. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody knows. Nobody knows if you're going to go viral one day. 50 years from now, you're going to go viral again for the wrong reasons. So, yeah. But this is a pretty serious thing because they are talking about abuse, sexual abuse, and of course, cannibalism. So it's a pretty serious thing. It's not just like a stupid, you know, image online. So I get the clamor.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. Hope, you know, we have to hold reserve judgment on Army Hammer here. But if it's true, that shit's kind of crazy, man. But what is the? But here's the thing. If it's infidelity, you know, fuck, I get it. You know, he's wrong, right? And I didn't read all of it, so I don't. I don't know about like the sexual assault. So if that's true, then he needs to pay for that as well. But from an isolated incident, let's say he was into cannibalism. Like, not just actually doing it, just about thinking about it. Mm. Is that illegal? I'm just thinking out loud. Is it illegal? Like, if I told you, Rigi, I have thoughts about eating people, but I haven't done it. What does that make
I want to say it's wrong.
A risk?
Not illegal, but wrong?
Oh, yeah, it's wrong.
Yeah.
No, it's wrong to... But is it wrong to do?
Just think
is it
about
wrong
it.
To think about it?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Is it wrong to think about it?
That's a thinker, man.
You know what I mean?
Is it wrong to think about it? So, when you do think about it, what is it?
Yeah, what is it?
Is it wrong?
Because, you know, I'm sure people have, I mean, maybe not to the point where they're seriously planning to do it, but, you know, some people have thought, fuck, I want to kill this guy. Mm.
You know what? Because I like...
Would that make you a murderer?
Yeah. You know how I like, you know... Listening to murder podcasts,
true crime stuff.
Watch true crime shit. And most of the times, like, let's say Criminal Minds, most of the time, the stories that they use there are actually from real people. And then I remember there's this one episode that, this was, I think, in Chicago Met. Oh, one of the shows that I watch. Anyway, I remember there was this one person who checked himself in the hospital and actually said, it's because I have all of these thoughts that I want to murder people and you need to lock me up and fix me. So, you know, I guess there are some people out there who are self-aware that they do think that way, but they never act on it, you know, and I guess when you think about it that way. The world is a big place anyways. I don't actually have like an ending to that, an ending thought to that story. But it is, I think it's possible, you know, that people actually think that way, but they don't act on it.
Yeah. And because there are kinks and fetishes. Because I remember I interviewed someone before. Joy something.
Mm-mm.
Joy Yen. You know her?
No, see, but MJ, you did talk her. About him. I heard.
Her. Yeah. Like, their communities, BDSM communities, like they like getting hurt. And I'm guessing that somewhere, I mean, that could be also like, that could be, people could make assumptions
could
about
raise
that shit
eyebrows.
Too, right? I mean, it would raise eyebrows for a lot
Definitely.
Of people.
So, but like we said, it's not illegal.
It's not.
And they do have their rules, like you said, right? They have their rules in that community you know, in the relationship, like the sub and dom and stuff. Because if you think about it, people who are in an open relationship, let's say, or polygamy. I mean, people do it, but it's wrong.
It's not wrong. Polygamy's not wrong.
No, I'm sorry. Like, in an open relationship, but it's not wrong.
It's not wrong.
Yeah.
But if they're married and they go outside, then that's wrong. But, you know, open
relationship. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, what if they're in an open relationship? Like, they're married. They're actually married. And then they do decide to bring in another person in the marriage. You know. I mean, for me...
For you what?
It's not wrong.
Yeah, it's not. Right? If they decide it as a couple.
But people could think that's wrong.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah. People will raise eyebrows. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the Armie Hammer thing. We have to wait and see what happens. You know
that's
after
really
investigation,
what we've been doing. You know, whenever we talk about something interesting here on the podcast, we just really have to wait and see. We can't.
Yeah, we don't know.
Because we are not the judge and jury.
Yeah, but
of this case.
But speaking of these accusations and stuff, the morning show, the show that I watch with Jennifer Aniston. There's actually two episodes that are very powerful for me there. And I think it should be used as a, you know how they teach sexual harassment courses in workplaces and shit. I feel like they should just show that episode because I feel like it's so well done. The acting is superb. You'll see, you should watch it. Steve Carell and one of the actresses, see the girl from Black Mirror in the San Junipero episode, the black girl.
Yeah. Cool. Leticia, right?
I forgot. No, it's like something Gugu.
Okay.
It's a hard to pronounce name.
Yeah.
You know,
ever since I discovered the word microaggression, I feel like I could handle what it is in the workplace or anywhere, actually, better. Because I know what to call
it.
It doesn't just apply to, like, let's say your race or your age or how you look, your socioeconomic, whatever. It could also be with, you know, if you're a woman or a man.
Yeah.
Like, when they're being sexist towards you, that could be a microaggression. Yeah. And sometimes.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of that in the show.
Yeah. And, parang alam mo yung, just looking back on all my experiences, thinking that was a weird encounter, or that was a weird interaction with, like, let's say a boss or like a director or whatever, and you don't know what to call it. And when I came across microaggression, I'm like, oh, so that's microaggression. Then that's what it was.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. And so then all the middle fingers up in the air.
Whoa. So those are the TTs for today.
Dang.
Thank you very much
for
joining us. Let's do some shout outs on the social media. I'm at 10% battery. So let's do it, baby.
I'll go Twitter.
Do it. Okay. I'm going to go Instagramers. All right. You want to go? Go ahead. You got
Twitter?
It? Yeah, Twitter.
I'm still on the air. Army Hammer. Okay, there we go. Shout out to June Grace and Aya Loves Tawan. Kabulastugang Podcast followed us. Wow. And Karkar. Hello to Adural Pizura, who is a deputized physician. Wow.
Ooh.
What is a deputized physician?
Howdy, cool. Deputy.
Kenneth also followed us and liked our recent post. Coffee Over You, Melendres, Ray, the Jason Valdez, Chad, Migs, Albert, Sarah, Itsuki, Sam, Carlo, and Carissa. We did post something on our Twitter and Instagram, by the way. Givenchy code followed us. And Thinking Out Loud, I think this is also a podcast. What else? Mishy or Carlos Oink followed us. And that's it.
Okay. Instagram, Dumbbroke Chris, Paula, Cecilia, Camille, I read these last time. Let me see. Marla Francisco, Charles Stagramming, Edel Joy Caesar.
You can do it.
Arch Bniwi.
You can do it.
Arch BNY. Anna Rivera _05. H Salva. Cinephiles Pod. South Boys Chicken.
Huh?
Isn't that a restaurant? I don't know.
Like a chicken place?
I guess so. June Maan Dump.np. Nifruidas _Abstan. Momster Bean.
Oh, that's Abs from
Husay?
Husay.
Oh, hello, Abs. Momster Bean commented, looking forward to thousands more podcasts from us. Thank you. Toll with Chad, Cooking Sneakers, and i.lee_an.i, Minds Matter, Mindset Matter, EJ Cassie, and T. Krippen.
T. Krippen.
CRPN.
Okay.
T. Krippen.
T. Krippen.
Thank you for following us. Lechica is coming out on Wednesday. And remember, we do have a social media giveaway. So it's in the description, the Instagram, if you want to just go to it. But it's Airbakes Manila. And what we need you to do, your entry will count if you tag us, you comment on any of their posts, preferably the Sylvania's one, because that's what we're going to send you. And comment something meaningful.
Cute. Fun.
And remember that they don't know we're doing this thing for them.
Yeah.
So
we just really like their Sylvania's.
Yeah. So don't say like, hope to win these, because they might think like, oh, we're not running a promo.
No.
Do something nice and tag us in the comment at Hala Hala Show, and that will count as your entry.
Mm-hmm.
And also follow Hala Hala Show just so that, you know.
Minimum 700 words.
Say something cool, because it'd be nice. I mean, imagine, just put yourselves in the shoes of this business owner. We're trying to do something nice for them and also for you. And for us, it's more of just a motivation for you guys to listen to us every week.
Yeah.
And here's a
also a reward for, you know, being there for us.
Yep. And it would also maybe this is more of a selfish thing from our part, but we hope that it would help grow our podcast, because you will tell your friends, hey, Hala Hala Show gives out free shit, free food.
And they also talk about the politics and news. Not at all entertaining. Yeah,
so good luck on that. We'll remind you on the Lechica, just in case some of you skip the regular mixes and just go straight to Lechica. We'll tell you about it on there as well. But we gotta end here. Extra song.
Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.